This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Wildfires are burning across 10 states in the West. The largest in Oregon is threatening California's power supply. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
One of the biggest fires is along the California-Nevada border. Kelly Grosso and his family in Doyle, California, had to evacuate.
After losing everything that I worked for and everything all these years, it's gone.
He spoke to KOLO-TV. In Oregon, the bootleg fire covers 240 square miles. Lightning has sparked fires in Washington and Idaho. Extreme heat has set off many of these fires. Forecasters say temperatures will be dropping. I'm Ed Donahue.
This afternoon, President Biden will lay out what the White House calls the moral case for voting rights. He'll speak at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia. This as on-the-run Democrats in the Texas legislature arrive in Washington. They got out of Texas fast so Republicans in the State House wouldn't have enough lawmakers in attendance to act on a bill that would restrict voting. Democratic State Representative Chris Turner.
It breaks our heart that we have to do it. But we do it because we are in a fight to save our democracy.
He spoke to WJLA-TV. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says when the Democrats return, they'll be arrested. Are you wondering whether you'll need a COVID booster shot? The World Health Organization says rich countries should donate vaccine, not use boosters. Here's our Mike Gracia.
At a press briefing, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called on drug makers to prioritize supplying their COVID-19 vaccines to the Africa Vaccine Acquisition Task Team, known as COVAX, and to low- and middle-income countries with very little coverage. Both Pfizer and Moderna have agreed to supply small amounts of their vaccines to COVAX, but most of their doses are reserved by rich nations.
This is AP News. Summer camps are back, bringing with them a wave of COVID outbreaks. Here's our Jennifer King.
The U.S. has seen a string of coronavirus outbreaks tied to summer camps in recent weeks. In a case in Illinois, 85 teens and adults at a youth camp in mid-June tested positive, and the State Department of Public Health said all the campers and staff were eligible for the vaccine, but only a handful had received it. In the Houston area, health officials reported more than 130 youths and adults tested positive in connection to a church camp in an outbreak that came in two waves, first at the camp and then when people returned home in late June. Dr. Michelle Prickett, a pulmonary specialist at Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago, says summer camp outbreaks could be a precursor to what happens when youngsters return to the classrooms in the fall. I'm Jennifer King.
France is ordering all healthcare workers to get COVID shots by September 15th. France is battling renewed infections. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.